Tell me, Gwen, I want to just tell them about the person responsible for us knowing so much about Dash Point.
Okay. Is that all right?
That's great. Yeah. Okay. So first, can you start with your name, though?
Okay. I'm Kathy Johnson Martin, and I live about 100 yards from the dock in Dash Point. And this is my sister, Patty Johnson Huff,
and
who lives a block from me.
And go ahead. Okay.
We ended up in Dash Point because our grandmother, who was born in 1889, was born aboard a big four-masted sailing vessel. Her father was the captain, Captain Alfred Green. She sailed around the world on this ship with her dad, and he was docked out of Liverpool, England. And through his travels all around the world, he said he was going to retire in God's country. And he ended up settling over on Vashon Island, and I look over to that spot every single day where he landed. Well, he was going to be a farmer. He was a terrible farmer. He ended up working for the Port of Tacoma in the shipping and boating industry. But when my grandmother's husband died, she just had that old salt in her, and she wanted to be by the water. And so they hunted around and found this building built in 1906 in Dash Point, which was the first schoolhouse and the first church in the area. And she bought the place, and it's been the place for our families to meet. And as little kids, my sister Patty and I remember coming out the drive from Fircrest, Washington. It was about a 45-minute drive then, quite an adventure. And going up to what we call Gammy, that was our grandmother's name, and going to her house, and we couldn't wait to get down to the beach.
The Dash Point Beach. And at that time, it was, I'm saying in the 50s, and you know, and on, that it was the beach and the pier. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't a lot of fishing from the pier, just the local, you know, fishermen. And there was a big diving board off the side of the pier, and there was a lot of swimming available. And so we'd jump off the diving board and do a lot of swimming, and there's no playgrounds and no bathrooms, but there was the post office right next to the dock where the Gino's restaurant is. And that was a post office and an ice cream, like soda fountain parlor.
Oh, nice.
And so we'd have ice cream cones, and it was a good place for the neighbors to meet. And but that's all that was down there. Mm-hmm. There was and we didn't have any problems with parking or fighting with fishermen. I mean, we enjoyed nature and the beach as kids, and that's all we needed. We just needed the elements of the water and the beach and sand, and we'd hunt for crabs and sea creatures, and we loved the starfish that we could see when the tide got low enough, and then watching the big ships come in. You know, that's really very just outstanding when you see the ships come in and the big waves that come from the ships.
Sure.
And so we were just weaned in Dash Point, and my sister and I eventually, when we got older and had our children and grandchildren, we moved to the Dash Point area because of our wonderful memories of Dash Point and that beach and all the amenities of just nature.
Yeah. And I remember the big sign down at the park. Now it's, of course, Tacoma Metro Parks. It was Pierce County Park at that time. And when we went walking down the beach, we just couldn't wait till low tide because we'd walk down to what is now the state park. But it was not a state park at that time. It was a private land. And in front of my house, there used to be a big bulkhead, but the bulkhead fell, and my grandmother didn't know quite what to do with it, and so every day she went down to that state park, walked down there, and dug up a western sword fern and brought it back and stuck it in the sloping wall. And so the whole front of my house are these western sword ferns from the state park.
Oh, that's great.
And then we would swim back to the dock, and all of a sudden we hear this barking sound. We'd look over our shoulders, and whoa, there was a little seal just swimming along with us. And my grandmother says, "Don't worry, do a side stroke." I don't know whether anybody remembers what a side stroke in swimming is, but it's a way that you don't have to exert much energy. And we would swim with the seals. And our grandmother, Violet Johnson, was known for going in that water every single day. Her name was Auntie Vi to the community, always had cookies for the kids, and swam in that water every day.
That's great.
So, and that's our story.
is that okay?
That's great. Yeah, no, that was